the Jack Benny Program, transcribed and presented by Lucky Strike, the cigarette that's toasted to taste better.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste. Yes, it's the toasted cigarette. They taste fine. Tobacco is light. Tobacco is mild. Tobacco too. And it's toasted. Yes, it's toasted. Because the toasting brings the flavor right through. So to get better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste yet. It's the toasted cigarette.
This is Don Wilson. I'd like you to listen to just the last part of that song once again.
It's the toasted cigarette.
That's one important reason the Lucky tastes better. It's toasted. The fine tobacco that goes into every Lucky is toasted to taste better. It's toasted. The famous Lucky Strike process brings Lucky's fine tobacco to its peak of flavor, tones up this light, mild, and naturally good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. That's why we say this. If you want real enjoyment from your cigarette, make it Lucky Strike. The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis A. Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Jack Benny does another television show. But meanwhile, I'd like to take you back to yesterday and out to Jack's home in Beverly Hills. It's a typical morning in the Benny household, and as we look in, Rochester is busy in the kitchen.
Well, I better finish squeezing these oranges. Gee, that looks good. Orange juice is so wonderful when it's fresh. There's something about it when the oranges have been picked right from the tree. We sure are lucky the Colemans have one. I remember the argument they had the first time Mr. Benny picked them. He told Mr. Coleman that while it was his tree, since that limb was growing over into our yard, it was our legal property. I thought the boss was wrong, too, but the Supreme Court upheld it. Well, that finishes the orange juice. Now to put the coffee on.
Good night, sweetheart. It'll be neat tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart.
Oh, Polly, I forgot to take the cover off your cage. There you are.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
It sure is a nice day, Polly.
Honey beach empty.
I guess it's about time I changed that paper on Polly's cage. Well, I better get her something to eat. Oh, good morning, Mr. Benny.
Good morning, Rochester.
Here's a nice big glass of fresh orange juice.
I don't want any.
Oh. Well, what do you want for breakfast?
Nothing.
But, boss, don't you want anything at all?
Well, yes, get me some smelling salts, some Tums, fix me an Alka-Seltzer, and get me a bottle of aspirin.
What's the matter? Are you sick?
No, Dennis Day is coming over. I couldn't talk him out of it.
You shouldn't let him upset you like that.
I shouldn't, eh? That stupid kid called me up at 3 o'clock this morning to ask me how I felt.
Well, why would he call you at 3 in the morning?
He said he thought my line wouldn't be busy then. I can't understand that kid. Anyway, he told me he was coming over today to let me hear his song.
Isn't that the reason he usually comes over?
Yeah, but when he starts that silly talk, he drives me nuts. But he won't do it today. I won't give him a chance to do anything but sing. A man can stand just so much, and then...
Coleman defeats Dewey.
Oh, good, Rochester. You changed the paper in Polly's cage. there any mail, Rochester?
It didn't come yet, but you did have one important phone call. Terry Marsh, your producer, called from CDF to tell you that the time of tomorrow's rehearsal has been changed.
Well, I better call up and find out.
Hello, CBS, the star's address. Jester, hold the line. I'll see if I can locate him. Who is that, Gertrude? Jack Benny, he wants us to get him as producer. Oh, that Benny, always making us do things. He's a pain in the neck. Not to me. I like him, and he likes me.
Really?
Yeah. If I tell you a secret, will you promise to keep it a secret? Oh, sure. I swear on my picture of Pinky Lee. Okay, I'll tell you. Last June, Jack Benny and I nearly got married. We got into a cab and rode over to the Justice of the Peace, and he started reading the ceremony.
Yeah.
But when he got to the part that says, "With all my worldly goods I thee endow," Jack ran out so fast he broke the sound barrier. I've never so embarrassed in my life.
I can imagine.
Now I wouldn't marry Jack if he was the last man on earth. Say, the way he keeps going on, he's liable to be. Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad I broke up with him. I started going out with Dennis Day.
That dumb kid?
Who, Dennis Day?
Yeah. He's so dumb he thinks the English Channel is where you watch old pictures on television.
Well, get her. A regular Imogene cuckoo. You know, Mabel, sometimes you think you're so... See, Mr. Benny, you're impatient. I'm sorry, Mr. Benny, but your producer isn't in.
Oh, well, keep trying. But when you get him, Gertrude, tell him... Gertrude, did you feel that? I was positive I felt an earthquake. Oh, well, goodbye, Gertrude. Funny, I was sure I felt an earthquake. The whole room shook.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, Don, what a relief. You.
I let him in, Mr. Benny.
Oh, Don, when you came in, the whole house shook. I can't understand why they didn't feel it down at CBS. It's only 6 miles.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I'm getting awfully tired of all these remarks about my size.
But, Don...
I'm probably lighter on my feet than you are. Why, last week I went to Arthur Murray's for some dancing lessons, and he was amazed.
Really?
Yes, he said I danced like a big, fat Nijinsky.
Don, wait a minute. Look, Don, this I don't understand. Me, you ball out, and yet you yourself make jokes about your size.
I know, Jack. You see, when you do it, it's an insult, but when I pull a joke at my own expense, it's different. Shows I'm a good sport and can take it. Like... Well, for instance, you'd be the first to admit you're a lousy violinist.
The second, I'm the first.
You keep out of this. Don, what'd you come over for?
Jack, I brought the sportsman quartet with me.
I saw them, but I didn't want to say hello to them because I'm sick of that, Why don't you just have them go ahead and let me hear their number?
Jack, I didn't bring them over to sing to you.
Well, that's what you always do.
I know, but this is different. You know, Jack, every time you go anywhere, they come over and sing goodbye to you. And when you come back, they welcome you home with a song. But today, they want you to sing to them.
Well, why?
It's their birthday.
Well, I'll be... Wait a minute. Did you say today is their birthday?
Uh-huh.
All four of them have the same birthday?
I'll tell you something that's even more amazing than that. They were all born in the same town. Storm Lake, Iowa.
No.
Yeah, Jack, and in the same hospital.
What a coincidence. Only my idiot writers would think of a thing like that. Anyway, Don, if you say it's their birthday, I'll sing to them. Hey, fellas, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sportsman. Happy birthday to you. Now, John,
happy birthday to us.
I thought you wanted me to say
happy birthday to us. Happy birthday.
I thank you already.
You all. Happy birthday to us. Shaboom.
Shaboom.
Happy birthday to us. birthday to us.
And Don, excuse me, I better answer this.
Well, we'll run along, Jack. So long.
So long, Don. Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Charlie Bagby, your piano player.
Oh, hello, Charlie.
I'll tell you what I'm calling you for. I think I better have my piano fixed before the next broadcast. It has 12 broken strings.
12 broken strings on your piano? When did you find that out?
Yesterday, during rehearsal. The janitor called it to my attention.
Charlie, do whatever you want to, will you?
Okay. And another thing. You're going to have to do something about Remley.
Frankie Remley? What's wrong now?
Well, since he's been leading the orchestra at the Hollywood Roosevelt Cinegrill, he's gotten so hi-hat you can't do a thing with him.
Remley? Hi-hat?
Yeah, now he has to have a glass. He won't even drink out of a bottle anymore.
No.
It's demoralizing. Glasses is for water.
Yeah. Well, look at Charlie. I'll talk to him when he gets to the broadcast.
I wish you would. Goodbye.
So long, Charlie. Imagine Bagby, of all people, criticizing Remley. That's a case of a pot calling the pot potted. Those musicians really are...
Hey, boss, the mail just came.
Oh, good. Give it to me.
There's nothing much, just this letter.
Let's see. Oh, it's from the California Bank. It's about the mortgage.
How long have you had the mortgage on that bank?
Oh, just a few years. They pay regularly. Say, Rochester, I haven't had a thing to eat yet. Pick me a sandwich or something, will you?
Yes, sir. Want me to answer the door?
No, you go make the sandwich. I'll answer. Well, what a surprise.
Hello, Mr. Bing.
Mr. Gibson. That was nice seeing you, Mr. Kitzel.
Me too. But I dropped in to ask you a favor.
A favor?
Yeah. From now on, when you're driving to the radio studio, could you possibly give me a lift?
A lift? Certainly. But why?
Well, I'm working there as a musher. It's only a part-time job, but I got to raise a little money.
Oh.
I'll need the extra money because around the middle of next month, I'm expecting an addition to my family.
Oh, an addition to your family. Isn't that nice? What do you want, Mr. Kitzel? A boy or a girl?
Either one would be delightful.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's my mother-in-law who's coming for a visit.
Oh, the way you put it, I thought you were expecting a bundle from heaven.
A bundle she is, but from heaven this is doubtful.
Well, since you had to take another job, I suppose you like it, the studio.
Oh, yes, it's very pleasant, especially for me. I love to be around show people. So exciting. You know, actors, musicians, and singers especially singer.
Oh, you like good singing, huh?
Definitely. On this subject, I'm a common churl. I collect records and everything.
Really? Well, tell me, who's your favorite singer?
Nat King Cole.
No, Mr. Kitzel. No, it's not King Cole. It's King Cole. Cole.
Cole. Cool. He's real gone.
Yes, I know. Well, Mr. Kitzel, from now on, I'll give you a lift whenever I go to the studio.
You are lovely, gentlemen. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel. Is my sandwich ready, Rochester?
In a minute. Was that Janet Day at the door?
No, it was Mr. Kitzel.
Oh, well, remember what you said. When Mr. Day does come, don't let him get you into any conversations. Just make him sing.
Don't worry, I'll do it. Oh, Rochester, instead of coffee, I'll have tea today.
Yes, sir. Want me to get it?
No, that must be Dennis. I'll answer.
Okay, boy. And remember what you...
I'll remember.
Hello, Mr. Penny.
Sing your song, Dennis.
Hey, Mr. Penny, do you know that...
Dennis, sing your song.
I will, but I want to tell you that...
Don't talk, just sing.
But I thought you'd be interested in...
Not interested in anything. Sing. Now, come on over to the piano. Now, sit down at the piano and sing your song. Good. Just sing.
But, Mr. Benny, I only wanted to tell you...
Don't!
Sing or I'll push your head down again.
Okay, I'll sing.
And joy I see, because you come to me. Because you speak to me in accents sweet, I find the roses waiting round my feet, and I am led through tears and joy to thee.
Finish my song. I think I ought to tell
you. Don't tell me a thing. You came over to sing your song, you sang it. Now I'll walk you to the door and you can go home.
But, Mr. Benny.
No, but. You sang, now go. Here's the door. A fire engine. I wonder why it's stopping here.
I tried to tell you, your house is on fire.
Well, of all the...
I tried to tell him, but all he said was, sing your song, sing your song. Don't talk, just sing. Not interested, sing, or I'll push your face down again. Nobody ever listens to me.
Oh, be quiet.
Don't get excited, mister. We got everything under control.
You sure, Chief?
Yeah, it was just a small rubbish fire. It's all out. No damage at all.
Oh, good, good. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. So long.
Dennis, I want to tell you something.
Yes, sir?
I'll admit it was my fault for not letting you talk.
Uh-huh.
But if you can sit there and calmly sing a song in a house that you think is on fire, then I know there's something wrong with you, and I'm going to do something about it.
Yeah, what are you
going
to do?
Never mind. Just come with me. We're going downtown.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
Okay, don't push.
This is the office we want, Dennis.
Gee, look what it says on the door. Dr. Heinrich Schultz, psychiatrist.
That's right.
Well, it's about time.
Certainly is.
You should have gone to him a long time ago.
Not for me, it's for you. Now, come on in.
Yes, sir, what can I do for you?
I'm Jack Benny. I phoned Dr. Schultz and made an appointment for Dennis Day.
Oh, yes. Is this Mr. Day?
Yes, ma'am.
Has he ever been here to see the doctor before?
No, ma'am.
Well, before you can go in and see the doctor, I'll have to ask you some questions. Your full name?
Dennis Day.
Your wife's name?
I'm not married.
Parents?
Two.
I know you have two of them, but what are their names?
Mr. and Mrs. Day.
I know that, too, but I want to know their first names. What do they call each other?
I'll tell the doctor, but I won't tell you.
I'll tell the doctor you're here.
Yes, Miss Roberts?
Dennis Day, your new patient, is here.
Well, I sent him right in.
You may go in now, Mr. Day.
How do you do? I am Dr. Schultz.
I'm Jack Benny, and this is the young man I talked to you about, Dennis Day.
How do you do? Now, Mr. Day, I think we better get right down to business.
Yes, sir.
Supposing you tell me all about yourself, starting with your earliest memories.
Very, my childhood was very interesting. Childhood was very insecure. You see, I was born in New York, but when I was 5 months old, my parents moved to Buffalo. Then 6 months later, they moved to Chicago. And 2 months later, they moved to Cleveland. And a half a year later, they moved to Pittsburgh.
They moved to Pittsburgh, eh?
Yeah, that's where I finally caught up with them.
Wait a moment. Mr. Benny, he must be exaggerating. His parents couldn't have deserted him that often.
They couldn't, eh? Dr. Dennis has been left on more doorsteps than the Los Angeles Times.
That's very interesting, very interesting.
Well, I hope you can help him, Doctor. He's been with me for years now, and his silly behavior has made me gray before my time.
Really? How old are you, Mr. Benny?
39.
Well, one case at a time. Now then, getting back to your childhood, Mr. Day, excuse me, my nurse is buzzing me. Yes, nurse?
Oh, doctor, Mr. Jones is waiting outside to see you.
Jones?
Oh, you remember, doctor, the man who thinks he's a St. Bernard dog.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'm very busy right now. He'll have to wait quite a while. I hope he won't mind.
Oh, he won't. He's got a keg of brandy tied around his neck. I'll tell him. Mr. Jones, the doctor's busy now. Please be seated.
Now, Mr. Day, I am going to give you the word association test.
Word association?
Yeah, that's right. I'll say one word, and you immediately say the first word that comes to your mind.
Uh-huh.
For instance, rain.
Snow.
Black.
White.
Red.
Blue.
Green.
Money.
Mm.
sorry.
But Danny, you keep out of this. Now, look, you are wasting time, and after all, you know my fee is $25 an hour.
Gosh, that's a lot. I didn't realize it was going to cost you that much, Dennis.
Of course, me. It was your idea to bring me here. You're going to pay for it.
Why should I pay for it? I'm doing it for you.
Well, I didn't want to come here. I'm happy being silly.
Well, somebody is going to pay for it. I don't work for nothing.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Doctor, but Mr. Jones won't wait any longer. He's coming in.
Look, Doctor, if you think that
Mr. Jones, you go back to the waiting room. Mr. Jones, go back, I say. I don't like the way you are behaving. Mr. Jones, control yourself. Now, Mr. Benny, you brought this young man up here, and I demand...
Sure, sir, if you think for 1 minute that I'm going to pay you for it... Mr. Jones, stop licking my face! Come on, Dennis, let's get out of here. I'll settle for you the way you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack will be back in a minute to tell you about his television program, which goes on at 7 p.m. tonight over the CBS television network. But first, the sweetheart of Lucky Strike, Miss Dorothy Collins.
If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand you get. It's toasted to give you the best taste. Yes, it's the toasted. Cigarette, they taste fine. Tobacco is light. Tobacco is mild. Tobacco is too. And it's toasted. Yes, it's toasted. Because the toasting brings the flavor right through. So to get better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste. Yes, it's the toasted. Cigarette.
Friends, your enjoyment of a cigarette is just as simple as that. If you want better taste from your cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to taste better. Naturally, Lucky's better taste begins just where you'd expect it to begin, with fine tobacco. LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And then, that tobacco is toasted. It's toasted. The famous Lucky Strike process tones up Lucky's naturally good-tasting tobacco to make it taste even better, cleaner, fresher, smoother. So next time, get better taste. Get Lucky Strike.
If you want better taste from a cigarette, Lucky Strike is the brand to get. It's toasted to give you the best taste. Yes, it's the toasted cigarette.
You better hurry up and get changed. You gotta do a television show tonight.
Yeah, say, I better hurry.
Shall I fix something to eat for you and Mr. Day?
No, we're not hungry.
Where were you so long?
I took Dennis to a psychiatrist and he's cured.
Really?
Yeah, from now on he'll never say anything stupid. Will you, Dennis?
The show tonight was written by Milt Josephsburg, John Tackerberry, Hal Goldman, Al Gordon, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Mark. The Jack Benny program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, product of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes.